realtors are calculating U.S. Christmas season totals and expect those holiday trading statements to come out from the majors, such as Macy's and Costco, Zelle and Tiffany, over the next 2 weeks. Signet is first to announce its results will be posted January 10th. It looks as though year-on-year general retail sales rose about 4% in December. The jewelry segment should do much better than that, but in large part due to higher prices. The question remains across all sectors whether margins excelled this season, given inflation and very heavy discounting, especially by those majors who went all out to grab the bulk of consumer wallet. Be sure to check on diamonds.net for these retail sales updates. Now, with the exception of only a few publicly traded companies in our industry, 2011 was a terrible year for stocks. Share prices suffered for the most of the firms we followed. A lot of that falls on skittish investors avoiding small caps altogether. But remember, too, any permanent liquidity discount on shares is often in tandem with a lack of communication with current and potential investors. Let's review the winners. In mining company stocks, Gem Fields was alone on the upside and a remarkable performance 2 years running. They also consistently communicated their branding successes to the public in 2011. Shares jumped 52% to close the year at 23 pence in London. Gitanjali Gems was the best performer for Indian shares. They consistently grew revenue through acquisitions and marketed brands across all price points. Stock surged 43% to close the year nearly at 303 rupees. See, Mahindra rose 19% to INR 133, Vaibhav Gems up 16% to INR 29. On the European boards, only Damiani ended the year ahead. It was up 10% to 92 cent euro, this after suffering a 23% price drop last year. In the U.S., the best performance came from Dallas Gold and Silver. Shares jumped 75% on the Amex. From the New York Stock Exchange, Macy's rose 26%, Nordstrom's up 17%, Movado pulled ahead 11%. That was on top of its stellar surge in 2010. Movado continued to actively sell its reinvention story to attract investors. Despite unimpressive sales gains, Walmart shares did end the year up 10% to $59.73, and Tiffany, which kept setting new record prices for its shares last year, ended 2011 up, but only by 9%. A year ago, shares surged 39%. Now, there were too many stocks for me to name that ended the year on the downside, but of those that lost more than half their value from the mining sector, Namakwa Diamonds was down 84%, Peregrine down 77%, Stellar off by 73%, Firestone down 68%, Stornoway down 63%, and Shore Gold down 52%. In India, Classic Diamond was down 64%, Goenka Diamond off 61%. Titan consolidated shares mid-year, still at closed 54% lower to 171 rupee. In Europe, Theo Fennel's shares followed a downside pattern all year long, ended up 80% off from 2010. Bijou Brigitte down 33%, Swatch off 16%, Richemont down 14%, LVMH fell 12%, PPR down 9%. In the U.S., heavy losses for Sotheby's shares, down 37%. Berks and Mares and Blue Nile both down 30%. Blue Nile is having a hard sell with investors on its multi-product strategy. Saks was off 10%, Zelle down 7%. Time now to look at how precious metals prices performed for the past 7 days.